Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All right, good morning, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you out there. Yes, we are live today on Political Coffee, talking about the political issues of the day, how they affect you. I want to know what you're thankful for today. I mean that sincerely. 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. And I'll, or Jeff at KSLM.news, and I will do my best to read them on the air. I have some hilarious pictures that Avis sent me about freedom, because I'm thankful for my liberty. Now, my buddy Lars has a piece that you can see if you go to OregonWatchdog.com. It's a piece he put out there. Some of you may have heard it if you listen to Lars. It's entitled, Kate Brown is Thankful for Gobbling Up Your Personal Freedoms. And everybody, you guys on the telephone, just hang on for a quick second. And I will get to your calls on this Thanksgiving Day. What are you thankful for? 503-589-1220. That is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Kate Brown's thankful for gobbling up your personal freedoms. We found out yesterday, there's an Oregonian story also, about Kate Brown lifting the outdoor mask requirement. Tuesday, it's been in place for about 3 months because we've had such success using those masks outdoors. We don't need them anymore outdoors. And it's now Washington also kind of did it. But you see, they've had a Oregon had the most restrictive mask policy in the nation. Oh, gee, that's funny. Florida doesn't have any mask policy, and their infection rate is less than ours. Their hospitalization rate is less than ours. But hey, masks work. Anyway, Washington State lifted theirs too, but they were only requiring them at any outdoor event of 500 people or more. Because I guess at 499 or 450, there aren't enough sick people out there to, you know, to infect others, right? Now, all of this, as Lars points out, they announced that they're, and everybody thinks, oh, isn't that wonderful? We don't have to wear masks outside. And then they announce that both of them, Oregon and Washington, are working on an electronic vaccine passport for citizens. Your papers, please. That is a Pamplin Media story from the Portland Tribune. Oregon drops outdoor mask rule, plans vaccine verification system. That, folks, is about as unconstitutional as you can get. At least we hope that's government. Again, it's HIPAA rules, folks. Either the federal law means something or it doesn't. It's that simple. At any rate, I'm thankful for my liberty. I'm thankful that I have the opportunity behind this microphone to have conversations with you about what matters in your life. I'm thankful that there are great state employees, like one who shall never be named, who sent me And you got to love this, folks. The state is helping state employees. This, well, today, helping you as state employees, how to talk to your family and your friends about the misinformation of COVID. Folks, this is priceless because it is everything that you could use, how to talk to your family and friends about the misinformation that they have bought into, the lies they have bought into about COVID. It is great advice. And I appreciate this. I mean, it's a community toolkit for addressing health misinformation from the U.S. Surgeon General. Yeah. Like the people who said that, well, you know, vaccines are effective and will keep you from getting sick. And then after that didn't work, it was, notice how it was changed. Well, it keeps you now from getting sicker. We told you that, I mean, it's irrefutable evidence. The most vaccinated nation on the face of the earth is Israel. And they have massive infection of COVID. So it doesn't help you. But we were told that it did. I mean, I can go on and on and on, but I'm going to go through the points here of this maybe today. But I thank this state employee. Thank you. Because this is how you should be listening, empathetic to them, lead them to credible sources of information, empathize with them. Don't shame or embarrass them. Use inclusive language. These are all things that they think will help them. Now, why would they do this? Now, I'm serious. Now, think about this for a moment. Why would they do this? Well, they're doing this, first of all, because they know they're losing that battle, number one. But they also know the same thing that I preach every day to all of you. And just give me another moment. You guys on the phone, hang on. They know that you are the best purveyor of information. You are the most important person out there in persuading someone in your world who is persuadable. They get it. Now, this is the left hoping that they can do this to combat. The problem is that everything they say as credible sources, as science, has been changing. I mean, look, Dr. Fauci's website, they had to change the definition of vaccination. They literally had to change the definition. They had to remove it from their website and change it. They got called on it. Fauci did in Cox. By the way, have yourself a Fauci little Christmas. It is a Jim Gossett song. Anyway, I'm sorry, folks. Lots to talk about. What are you thankful about today? Truly, what are you thankful about today on Thanksgiving Day? Let's go first to the former mayor of Willamina, my old buddy, Curtis Grubbs. Curtis, how are you? What are you thankful for this fine Thanksgiving Day in 2021?
Hey, Jeff. We're very thankful for the fact that you're out there like John the Baptist calling out in the wilderness and preaching to us about our liberties and also our spiritual things here, and to remind us how to reach out to other people to compete, to combat the issues of the devil. Devil Pete Brown and other things that the devil does too, and I'm so very thankful for you. And I also called about the Provobotics CBD box too, but I'm so thankful.
Oh, you did.
For you.
Okay, all right. So, Curtis, we're going to thank you for doing that because he's listening, folks. Today we are giving away on Thanksgiving Day the complete package, and Curtis gets it. Here's what it is. It includes a five-pack of the 50-milligram CBD capsules, a one-half an ounce low-dose tincture of CBD, bath salts, mini relief balm, which is incredible stuff, folks, and the new 1,000-milligram butter salve. Now, the relief balm is one thing, but this butter salve, folks, is unbelievable. It's a retail value of $70, and because Curtis was listening yesterday, I baited you all with this. He called and he asked for it, so Curtis, you
got it. Well, thank you, Jeff. I do appreciate it, but you're very special to us. When we came to Salem 4 years ago, listening to you on the radio, it was kind of like rekindling an old friendship that I've had with you for years before. Thank you so much for being that voice.
All right. So I need to let the girls know up front that you are coming by to pick up the complete package at the radio station. And I think we're open tomorrow, so I don't know, but you probably better call ahead of time. All right, okay. Curtis. Thank you, Curtis.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving today, Curtis.
You too, Jeff. Thank you so very much.
All right, those of you on the line, hang on. We'll get to you. No, they're not open tomorrow, okay? So you'll have to make it the first of the week, but do call ahead time anyway. Anyway, hang on to those of you on the line. 503-589-1220 is that PowerBuke GMC talk line. What are you thankful for today on Thanksgiving? Maybe you're one of these unionized workers that work for the big automakers. Yeah, there's a story in the Epoch Times that unionized workers won't have to get the COVID-19 vaccine, said Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis, which apparently is Chrysler. They're not going to require you at this time to have to get the shot. I'm thankful that those folks don't have to do that. I bet those unionized members, those ones who don't want to, are thankful also, wouldn't you think? I think they are. I'm also thankful that Montana and other states are offering amazing bonuses, as an Oregon Catalyst story, for healthcare workers to leave Oregon and go to their states. It's a story on Oregon Catalyst. You see, we have lost 15,000 healthcare workers. Now, some of them have just walked away from the industry. One of the largest hospitals in Southern Oregon just closed, laying off hundreds. But Montana's governor is offering healthcare professional $12,500 to relocate to his state permanently. One of our regular callers, as you know, is an Oregonian working in Montana. But folks, there are hospitals offering $50,000 to nurses to leave Oregon. Oh, out of state. Wow. Back in a moment. More of your call. Thanksgiving. You think?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Twenty-two minutes past the top of the hour. It's Thanksgiving Day. What are you thankful for on this day? Would love to hear from you. You can call 503-589-1220. That is the PowerBuke GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. And I will do my best to read it on the air. Like the one I got from Julie. about masks. She says, I'm grateful I'm not a stupid liberal. I'm grateful I live in the one country which proves opportunities to make your goals, whatever they might be. Let's go, Brandon. Oh, you're so good, Julie. All right. hey, friends, as you know, Freedom Heating and Air, and I'm thankful for them. They're this great company that's been in the Mid-Valley area here for well over 40 years. They take care of you if your heat pump or your furnace is not working right. Believe me, they pride themselves and they're very good at emergency services. They got great discounts for veterans, for seniors, apartment managers, and they're looking for great employees. So maybe you're thankful that you lost your job working for, I know that may sound strange, working for a company that required you to have the shot or the state or whatever. Maybe you want to change careers. They're looking for people like you because they're not enforcing Kate Brown's unconstitutional edicts. Give them a call. Either way, 503-580-1456, 580-1456. Art, good morning to you. How are you, friend, and what are you thankful for? And what are you doing today for Thanksgiving, by the way?
Happy Thanksgiving, Jeff.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving to all my patriotic friends out there. My house is full of unvaccinated grandkids and my daughter. My son will be here later today, getting ready to put one turkey on the Traeger and smoke it, cook it up real nice. Another turkey in the turkey roaster. A spiral ham will be heated up in the... But, hey, I'm really all excited about it. Just so you know, Curtis beat me to it, but I was going to ask. So I lost out, but I'm thankful Curtis was listening, and I hope you enjoy that stuff. But happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Thank you.
Have a safe, protected day. Well, of course you're protected because you're being due diligent and taking your vitamin D and C and all that kind of good stuff. To help protect you against this stupid virus. But just have a blessed day, Jeff. And I'm thankful that God has blessed me with all the things that I've got to experience in my soon-to-be 66 years of life.
And I awesome.
Hope, yeah, I hope... that I've done a good enough job. No, I know I've done a good enough job that I'll be able to see all of my relatives who are up in heaven, probably having a great Thanksgiving feast themselves today.
I hope so. I hope that's what's going on. Thank you, Art. I appreciate it very much. And folks, you know, we have given away all of the pro bioscience packages now. Anne-Marie, Kathy, and Curtis. But you know what? Art and the rest of you can still cash in big. Because starting yesterday with Pro Bioscience, through the 30th of the month, the last day, the Black Friday special, 30% off, is what you can take advantage of. No kidding. 30% off. All of you can get 30% off from probioscience.com. probioscience.com. Go there. Any of the products, like the great products we talked about that I use. I use the tincture. They also have the capsules that my mom has been using. It's this special sleep formula. She's using it every night, and she's sleeping so much better. And believe me, my mom has trouble sleeping, especially now. But the mini relief balm, the bath salts, But this new 1,000-milligram butter salve is incredible, folks. All of that you can order online. All of the pet products for your pets that help them deal with their, especially if they're older, like my dog Gracie's 12 years old. These pet products work. So you can go online to pro-bioscience.com and you literally, between now and the 30th, anything you buy there at pro-bioscience.com is 30% off. It's their Black Friday sale starting now. So, you know, you haven't lost out. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. What are you grateful for? What are you thankful for? So Greg writes me an email. Says, happy Thanksgiving. Morning, friend. A bird in the pan is worth two in the bush. I'm thankful to be prepping the bird while the family's still asleep. It'll be presented this afternoon with a nice piece of, with a nice white KN95 mask once its vax status pops out. Oh, that's too good. It says, I'm thankful for you and for your listeners and for the regular callers, including but not limited to Ronnie, Art, Glenn, Rebecca. I'm thankful for having had your brother Lance as a friend. And I'm sorry that I missed the memorial last Saturday. I don't live on social media, and I didn't realize that venue had changed. So we arrived to an empty parking lot at church just down the street from Lance's house. It was a nice sunny afternoon, though. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Take off the mask, put down your vax card, and enjoy this time with family and friends, remembering all we have to be thankful for. God bless. Thank you, Greg. It's very touching, and I'm grateful you made the effort. Sorry that I didn't make it clear on the air that we had changed the place where we were holding his celebration of life. Thank you for making the effort. 6:30 in the morning. Back to the home.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you out there. I am so grateful and thankful that all of you are in the audience. In fact, it is... And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. It is a profound feeling of gratefulness that I have, that I can have these conversations with you and that I can do a little bit of what God has gifted me to do on this earth. And that's preach the gospel of liberty, friends, both in the spiritual sense from the Bible and from the physical sense of our liberty. In fact, there's a great graphic on the Liberty Daily. And it's got a picture of, well, the Statue of Liberty about to go underwater. Oh, not from climate change, folks. The water of liberalism. And the headline is, are you thankful for America? Then fight for her. Yeah. And you fight with prayer. And you fight with your ability to reason and present things in a profoundly emotional, commonsensical way. Persuade the persuadables. That's how you keep your liberty. By the way, they also have the true story of the first Thanksgiving as Rush Limbaugh told it, and why the 400th anniversary of Thanksgiving matters today. 400 years, folks. some other things that I will get to in a moment, but I do want to hear from you. What are you thankful for? 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Like the one I got from our buddy Rich. Says, for today, thanks for being there for us to learn all about all the local politics and in the way you do it. You also let us know we are not the only ones who feel the way we do. Thank you. Also, I wonder what kind of garbage Kate will do to us after the holidays. Well, the vaccine passports are coming. They're working on the electronic version of it. Well, I'm sorry, but under federal law, government has no right. The HIPAA laws protect us from government knowing our health care status. Let's hope the U.S. Supreme Court figures that out. By the way, Rich also sent me some hilarious pictures. And I've got some others, and I'm going to go over them here in just a second. But this is just too good, folks. There's these pictures of skulls, and they're all identical, except the last one. The first skull says man underneath. Second skull, woman. Second skull, white. Second skull, black. They're all the same. Second skull, the next one is poor. Next one is rich. The next one is Asian. And then the final one is a monkey or an ape skull. And it says underneath of it, you can't come to Thanksgiving dinner unless you're vaccinated. Like the story in Breitbart about the CBS psychologist. Serve food to Thanksgiving guests in the garage while awaiting the rapid virus test. Yeah, those rapid virus tests that are they're having to recall because they're not accurate. By the way, I'm also there's others here. There's a great one. It's a picture of Joe Biden, his cartoon, with an axe in his hand, dressed like a pilgrim. And there's a turkey next to him that has a sign around his neck. Pardoned. And then Joe Biden is about to axe off the head of an American eagle, all tied up, which has the sign Liberty under his neck. How true that is. You'd put Kate Brown's face there, too. And some others, and they're all... And then he concludes with, don't forget to turn your bathroom scales back 15 pounds Wednesday night for Thanksgiving. I'm thankful that a jury found these three white guys guilty of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. Because it's what they did, folks. You can't deny it. Again, video. Just like I'm thankful that there was a jury that found Kyle Rittenhouse innocent of murder. Because he defended himself with a gun. It's interesting that Ahmaud Arbery's father, and by the way, this is front page of Breitbart, and you can literally watch him say this. He declares all lives matter. Not just that black lives matter. Good for him. Good for him. Other things, some great Gateway Pundit stories. Sadly, on Steve Bannon's regular show, Pandemic War Room, Captain Maureen Bannon, unvaccinated military cannot travel to see their families this Thanksgiving. There's a video. You can watch it. A couple of other things. Phoenix officials are pushing to defund Phoenix, Arizona, pushing to defund the police with vaccine mandates. Hundreds are expected to quit. Police and firefighters ask the Attorney General, Brnovich, to step in. Brnovich, folks, is going to be running for governor. And this, Trump released a Happy Thanksgiving statement for 2021. New York City cancels Theodore Roosevelt. They're sending his statute to North Dakota. I mean, after all, we know how much of a racist Teddy Roosevelt was, right? And then there's a Marine who is suing Walmart for refusing to fill his prescription for life-saving ivermectin. It's a prescription from a doctor for ivermectin. They're refusing to fill it. And then finally, the saddest thing I have to report to you of all, we love the Salvation Army. Except not anymore. Because the headline of this story is, Salvation Army wants white donors to offer a sincere apology for their racism. Let me say that again, just so you let that sink in. Salvation Army wants white donors to offer sincere apology for their racism. What do you think about that? I don't think a lot about it. By the way, a Virginia shipbuilder with federal contracts has reversed positions on the vaccine mandate, recalls employees, and gives options to nullify resignations. Why would that be? Well, it's not hard to understand. Those are blue-collar folks, like most of us who are blue-collar, and a whole lot of white-collar people. We want the choice to decide if we're going to get the vax, the shot, and not whether our employer tells us to. Now, my guess is it's because they recognize that this has impacted their ability to fulfill their federal contracts, building ships for the Navy and the Coast Guard and the Marines. That's my guess. And they're willing to fight the federal government over it. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. And what are you thankful for on Thanksgiving 2021?
Well, I have four real quick thankfulnesses, but I wanted to say that the company probably is looking at a ray of light because there's a judge that has said that OSHA can't enforce it, the mandate.
Yep, anyway, that's likely.
The four things are four reasons why I think that there's no reason to there's no reason to have a lack of faith in Christ Jesus. And 100 years ago, professors were very dismissive of the Bible, trying to make it be a myth. But people have gone out and dug in the ground in the Holy Land and have discovered so many things that thing after thing shows that the Bible is true, both the Old Testament and the New Testament. And there's a magazine called Biblical Archaeology that I take. It's just wonderful. Then there's Christian people among the black population who are having courage to stand up and speak out. And they are so wonderful to have the courage, because they are more attacked by the Democrat Party than any of us white folks. Anyway, the third thing is the Chinese alphabet is a record of the Genesis story. And fourth, I just went to the books that when they had the sale at the station 12:20, and bought a book called The Jewish Yeshua, the Greek Jesus versus the Greek Jesus. And it's a wonderful book.
Thank you, Rebecca. It's 6:48. Gotta go.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Last segment for today. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you out there. And what are you thankful for? 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Or shoot me an email to jeff at 1220.am or jeff at KSLM.news. Dr. Scott Atlas has a piece that's in the Federalist. It's called "I Watch the Nation's Top Scientists Lie About COVID and Get Away with It." Now, he has a new book coming out, so, you know, always take this with a grain of salt. Except he lists the lies in front of Congress and lots of other things. Now, there's another story here, and this all leads to the opportunity you have over Thanksgiving. Because, again, thanks to one of our great state employees who shall never be named, the state is asking you as state employees to and offering a method by which you can have persuasive conversations with people over Thanksgiving to combat the COVID misinformation. You can turn this around and use it on them with stories like Dr. Scott Atlas, who just wrote a piece in The Federalist, because he has a book coming out, that refutes and illustrates the lies being told to us by the media. Now, if you're a state employee and you got that email from the state, and all of you did, about how to combat misinformation, you could literally use the things it's suggesting. Like, consider the source. Okay. Then consider this source. The federal government's own websites. Which literally, their own statements by Dr. Robert Redfield and others that are proven, have proven to be lies. Or how about this article? And I'll get to that in a moment. Kim wrote me a great email. Said, "I'm thankful that the Wicked Witch of the West will soon be getting on her broom and flying out of Mahonia Hall, along with her army of flying Marxist monkeys. I'm pretty sure if someone could just dump a bucket of water on her, we would watch her melt onto the floor. I'm hopeful we can have a legitimate election and replace her with someone who does not hate the country and our Constitution." Yeah, amen. I also got to remind you, Pfeiffer Roofing is this great company that has this new product called RoofMax, friends. It extends the life of your deteriorating asphalt shingle roof. And it does it at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. It's a soybean-based product. They just spray it on your roof. In 30 minutes, when it goes on white, in 30 minutes it dries to clear. And it works. And you can only get it from Pfeiffer Roofing. This great Salem-based company had been here since 1978. They're second-generation family-owned. If you want a free estimate to see if your roof is a potential for this, give them a call. 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. Or check them out on the web. You can watch a great video about RoofMax at PfeifferRoofing.com. That's P-F-E-I-F-E-R Roofing. com. Bill is thankful, writes me an email, about Mike Lindell exposing Dominion. He says, right Watch Lindell TV on the internet or Roku TV as he exposes flipping of votes from Biden to Trump. He also has filed everything to the Supreme Court today. Multiple states have filed along with Mike. I believe God, Yahweh, is using Mike to bring justice for us to expose the corruption involved to turn over this crooked election. If we don't get rid of all the voting machines, our republic will be lost forever. Please tune in and watch. I'm sure this programming will be rerun many times over the next few weeks. Have a great Thanksgiving. God is in control. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate that. I'm going to watch it. I think you should, too. COVID-19 has killed more people in 2021 than in 2020 in the United States. That's the headline of this story from Free West Media. Now, the headline again, listen to this, because this is your opportunity to make a persuasive argument to combat the lies of the mainstream media and the government about COVID. Here's the headline again. COVID-19 has killed more people in 2021 than in 2020 in the United States. Folks, according to Johns Hopkins University data, 377,883 people died in 2021 as the underlying cause of death. Or excuse me, 2020. 377,000. It was 11.3% of all deaths, according to the CDC. According to Johns Hopkins University, 770,000 people have died of COVID-19 as of Monday in 2021. It's almost, actually it is, it's twice as many people died in 2021 than 2020. Why is this significant? Because 60% of the population has been officially vaccinated as of 2021. And 17% have been boosted so far. The only conclusion you can make is that vaccinations, lockdowns, masks, social distancing did not work. If it did, why would... Now, let me say this again. Vaccinations, lockdowns, masks, social distancing did not work to reduce COVID deaths. Twice as many people died, according to Johns Hopkins University data and the CDC, died this year so far than last year. Twice as many. We didn't even have any vaccinations in 2020, did we? Did you know the CDC owns 57 vaccine patents? Did you know that the NIH owns hundreds of vaccine patents and often profits from the sales of products it supposedly regulates? Both of these organizations have promoted COVID-19 vaccinations, and they have a conflict of interest. They make money from it. They own the patents. The story goes on further, folks, but you get the drift. You have an opportunity to point this out. Today, Thanksgiving, twice as many people, according to federal, government, and university data, have died after vaccinations, masks, lockdowns, and everything else than last year. Wouldn't all those things have worked? Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Be blessed. Keep praying. Love you.